This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From time to time, we bring in art critic Blake Gopnik to look at the intersection of art and commerce. He is critic at large for artinfo.com. Today, it is the case of a 17th century painting that a few months ago was just a canvas of a guy who looks like Rembrandt. But now the experts are thinking it really is Rembrandt by Rembrandt himself. Morning, Blake.
Great to be back.
All right, so there's this canvas. It apparently depicts Rembrandt himself, probably from 1635. Was it what, in a storage room or something?
It was in a storage room because guess what? They didn't think it was by Rembrandt. Now that they think it's by Rembrandt, it's worth, they say, $50 million, and it would have been worth something like 1/125th of that 2 weeks ago before they declared it by Rembrandt. Same painting, but now it's by Rembrandt, and it's a great object.
That is quite a journey for this canvas in terms of how it is being perceived. You find that jarring.
Yeah, I'm spitting mad about it. After all, this is exactly the same work of art. If it's a masterwork now, it was a masterwork weeks ago before they declared it by Rembrandt. They got rid of a bunch of old yellow varnish, and now they can see that they like it. And if they like it, it's got to be by Rembrandt. This whole business about it being proven by science to be a Rembrandt, that's just bogus.
But it's your sense that ultimately it's a kind of consensus thing. If enough people gravitate toward, it's a little bit like a jury. Juries don't always determine truth. They just sort of come together to agree.
Yeah, but the difference is a jury's deciding something important. Why do we care that this thing is a Rembrandt? Or rather, why do we care it's got a Rembrandt name attached to it? That's the weirdest thing about this whole story. And of course, it's mostly about money.
But this is the thing about the art world. It makes a huge difference to people to know whether or not something was a Picasso or whether it was a knockoff on the street. I mean, that's at the center of what it is to own art.
And you know who got that started? Rembrandt himself. He was the great brand maker. He turned himself into a brand. The way a Ralph Lauren counts as Ralph Lauren, even if, guess what, Mr. Lauren never actually touched the thing. So Rembrandt created self-portraits that said, hey, there's this great artist called Rembrandt who makes paintings. And you know what? Those self-portraits could be by anyone, could be by a pupil, and they still counted as being Rembrandt's. They had the mark of his brand.
Critic Blake Gopnik is working on a biography of Andy Warhol for HarperCollins. Blake, thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here.